Hello, everybody. It's good to be with you again. I got to report to you a little bit of a different phenomena here, is that I'm starting to get an awful lot of mail. I've gotten a pretty good bit of mail for the last couple or 3 years, but not like now. I'm really getting quite a bit of mail. And here's what I'm finding out, is that there's a whole bunch of you out there who are genuine students of this teaching, who are taking it very seriously, who are following what's happening here, coming to the website very regularly, coming to the watching these YouTube videos, listening to the new podcasts, the reading the books. I mean, doing whatever they can to get, to get their to really connect with this thing. I'm so impressed with you and very pleased for you. But I want to just, we want to get back down to really rock bottom reality with this thing for just a minute. Because what we see is that I think there's a very clear teaching here. Certainly I don't do it. So I don't mind, declaring it to be so. So but who is it teaching? It's teaching oneness. This is oneness talking to oneness about oneness. I had this exact conversation with a client early this morning where she was caught in recognizing, or she was identified when we first clicked on, she was identified with the body. And the body, and guess what she else she was doing? She was suffering mightily. Because that's what we do when we identify with the body. We suffer mightily. And then we suffer so much that finally, guess what? We surrender to the truth of our real being, which is I'm not the body, right? I mean, I'm oneness. I can't say I'm not the body, but I'm not limited to the body. I'm not limited to any single body. But just on this planet, I have 7 billion. So what's happening in one of those? I mean, it may be an interesting story, but it's not very critical to me at all. I mean, it's not actually at all critical. It just isn't. Because it's just another experience. None of it's true. You get this? None of it's true. It doesn't mean that we bypass our experience. It doesn't mean that this thing I'm talking about negates our experience. Hell, I'm not trying to transcend my experience. I'm having a ball. Once you wake up, I mean, I know that there's suffering involved, but I just want to tell you that once you wake up and you are able to start living consciously through one of these bodies, it is a riot. Now, I know it's not for everybody, and I know that it's not at every moment. It wasn't for this over here every moment, but I'm telling you that it is now. And so I mean, so enjoying this life. I mean, hell, I got the best job in the world. I got nice people sending me great mail every day, and I told Betsy, I'm absolutely worthless for anything else now. I just couldn't do anything else because, you'd have to write me 3 letters of commendation before I would punch in if I was at a regular job. You've just spoiled the hell out of me. So this is a lot of fun because and here's my baseline on this, is I understand that everything in reality, in relativity, in all my experience, everything in my experience counts. Every bit of it. How I treat you, how I treat me, how I treat the world, all of that counts. What kind of footprint I leave on the planet when this body checks out. All of that counts. And none of it matters. And when we say none of it matters, that doesn't take the juice out of it. That really puts juice into it. Because when you realize, hell, I can't fail. There's no possible way I can fail. How do you know? Because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I really don't. I don't even know what I am. I know that I am. I can redo, you can report that too. We can both say, I am, can we not? We can report that we are, but we can't report what we are. And I don't and actually I noticed that my true identity is prior to language, so I don't have the slightest idea what I'm looking at around here. I mean, I can hit the toggle switch and sort of click back into a version of Fredness, and I can see that there are paintings, there are books, there are lights, there's a camera, all this kind of stuff. Fine. But that's just make believe. That's just concepts. That's just it's stories, it's lies. Whatever you want to call it. But it's not true because I don't know what I am, and what I notice is that what I am is prior to language. This is the reason that talking about enlightenment doesn't work very well. It just doesn't. Like, can we tell ourselves the truth about that yet? Listen, I'm 62 and I know people that have been on this path 40 years who never woke up, and they've been to a zillion retreats and workshops and read a zillion books and meditated a zillion hours. Meditation's good. I'm not writing it down, but I'm just saying you're not going to directly meditate yourself into awakening. And you're not going to directly retreat yourself into awakening. It may happen at a retreat. Wonderful. It could also happen driving. But then we don't, go to, a racetrack and try out a bunch of rental cars. Hey, I woke up driving. You should try it. It's just, this is the way it's done. And drive around all week hoping we're going to wake up. And you know what the hell? I mean, if we're all intent on it, probably some of us will. And then we'll say, yeah, you know what? He's right. This is the way it works. One out of 1,000 of us woke up. That's great. Next time it might be me. Probably will be me. After all, I do feel like I'm pretty special. No. We got to wake up now. We got to wake up right now. And I say this, I don't care if you've been awake 10 years, because that's what you'll tell yourself. I've been awake 10 years, but today I'm a little confused. And enlightenment is all about right now. When we are identified with the body, we suffer. And when we're not identified with the body, we don't. But the thing is that this body is so very powerful. It ropes us into our story, doesn't it? But whose story is it? It's not Fred's story. You know how I know that? There's no Fred. And people say, yes, I understand that. And what they're telling me is that Bob understands there's no Bob. Thank you, said Bob. I understand there's no Bob, said Bob. You see that? That's that bubble of self-reflection. There's a video on that, bubble of self-reflection. Very good on that. I had a guy caught yesterday in the bubble of self-reflection. And he was actually moderately awake when we got together. He'd obviously had some non-dual awakening experiences, but he wasn't clear. And he got a little clearer as we talked, but there was no rocket ship, because there can't be a rocket ship for Fred. There's a rocket ship for awakeness when awakeness wakes up to itself. Sometimes there's a big spiritual experience there. I had one. Most people I know don't. They're not necessary, and what they really are, they're distracting. They're just really distracting, because we think, oh man, I felt so great. That was what enlightenment was like. And I need to get back there. And that's just who we. That's a spiritual experience. And you get drunk on them, and we like them, and we want another one. And so do I. I'm a junkie. But I don't insist on it. And I'm fine if it doesn't happen. And most of the time in my life, it's not like, I'm shooting out fireworks or something over here all the time. There's oneness and only oneness. The post that I've written, the "You do not live and you do not die." That's what this is about. I went over this very closely with a guy in another clarity session this morning, and let me touch on what we did with him. I asked him, "What year were you born?" And he said, "I was born in 1950." And I said, "Okay, so when were you So I said, so actually, if birth starts, when I think birth starts when the egg is fertilized. So in actual fact, you started being born, that unit started being born in 1949. So you're actually a little older than you think you are. Now I'm not getting into a tricky debate here, because that debate is all in the dream. The idea of when does life start? Does it start at the third trimester, or does it start with fertilization, or when does it start? Hell, they're not even talking about life. Life's there to begin with. Where do you think all this is happening? It's happening in life, and we're going, where does life start? Who's saying that? Oneness, life itself is arguing with life itself about when does life start, at the third trimester or at the initial fertilization. It doesn't start either one of those. That's when units pop up, in the same way that flower seeds, you put flower seeds down in the ground, they pop up at a given time. They come, they in the spring, the perennial flowers, they boom, they come out, get a certain temperature, whatever, they pop on out. But they were not dead, or anything, or during the winter, they simply were dormant. So I don't want to say that that fertilization thing is dormant and gets pretty active, I think, because it grows quite a bit. But it is, but the mental processes are basically dormant. But what we understand, want to understand, is that the unit started its growth in this particular instance in 1949. But let me tell you when that unit was born. See, he reports, the unit reports about itself. This is what the guy did this morning, that his that it was he was born in 1950. And I told him, no, you started being born in 1949. But the funny thing is that's the unit. But the guy, the character I was talking to, wasn't born until 1952, 1953, and further on. How do I know that? Because at around 2 years old, that's when that self-awareness begins to kick in. And when self-awareness begins to kick in, then what happens is I go from at birth, when the unit comes from its mama's womb, there is an instantaneous amming. We were brought into the world, and that crying, that's amming. It may be greeting the world or fussing about it, but it's amming. And you can say it's there's a non-personal I amming. That's fine. I find it a little bit more confusing. So I just call it amming, but it's non-personal I amming. There's just no I actually there. It's just amming. So there's no personality there yet. No character there yet. And what happens is somewhere around 2 years old is that we get this, when self-awareness dawns, we move from this aiming, because we look, it's the experience of oneness. A baby has no boundaries. And you don't have any boundaries either. Why? Because you and the baby are the same thing. You're oneness. That's all there is oneness. And you are it. This is you. We're gonna hit that until you just get sick of this video and get sick of hearing me do it. But it's what repetition is the mother of clarity. Hearing this over and over and over and again, and seeing it from this angle and this angle and this angle and this angle. That's what an awakening session is. We look at the truth, but we look at it from 100 different ways. So that we come out of it, it's like, oh, like you can't miss it. So there's only oneness. So what happens at about 2 years old, that self-awareness, when we're talking about that we develop self-awareness, what we're talking about is we develop self-awareness with a little s. Because prior to that we had self-awareness, but it was self-awareness with a capital S. When that thing comes out of the womb, it's got self-awareness. It's got no awareness of anything else. There is no other. There is just this self right here. See, we're looking for Brahman, but who is it that's looking for Brahman? Brahman. See, this is what we mean by one. It's so difficult to figure out, is just one of them really for him? So this can't be, this Fredness that's talking to you, hell, that's an invention of yours. See? I mean, there's no independent Fred here. I mean, we can say on a relative level, there's Fredness, okay. So we can identify this pattern, we can, as Fredness, we can identify as yours as Bob or Sue, and you know, and I'll believe yours if you'll believe mine. But they're not true. See, we want to learn to use this language without believing in it. So since there's only oneness, when there appears to be a baby born, is there really a baby being born? No. Because there's no independent entity there. There, it appears to be an independent entity when we assume that I am an object. Well, I'm consciousness. I'm not an object. I mean, I have oneness. I am this object. I'm that object. I'm all objects. But the truth is that I'm bigger than that. That's what the guy this morning, when we were having a clarity session, toward the end of it, he said, you know, I'm just really feeling big. And of course he's feeling big, because he is big. He's boundless. No bounds whatsoever. He said, oh, you know, it feels to me like I just say his name is Bob, it feels to me like Bob, and all of this stuff is inside of oneness. I said, okay, that's fine. That's a lot of progress from where you were. So tell me this, and I said, you know, but the truth is that, you know, that is that it's not just inside oneness, it is oneness. And he said, I know, but it feels like it's inside. And I said, so oneness, tell me this, where is your outside? That really got him. He was like, there is no outside. No, there's no outside, because there's only oneness. There are no boundaries. So when this baby appears to be born, there's no separate baby there. There's no separate unit there. There's just oneness showing up, you can imagine that it's like modeling clay. Is that you squeeze it in your hand and it's now squishing out over here, and we say, oh, but now, and when it's born, we say, and then we cut that umbilical cord, and that's a separate thing from the mother. Well, that would only be true if the mother was a separate thing, and she's not. When we believe that this is a world of objects separated, a world of objects that are separated by space, then of course, you know, this was a world of objects separated by space. And you know, and that's the and it's me against the world, isn't that right? But that's not true. That's only if we assume. First, I got to assume that I'm this object, and once I do that, immediately by default, you're all objects too, and all this stuff is objects. Matter of fact, all this stuff is basically my furniture in my world, including you. That's the way every unit thinks. But there's no independent unity there. So there's because the truth is that you're not an object separated from all other objects by space. You are space, which joins all objects to each other. Here you go. Want to wake up? Want to get clear? Look at this. Which one of these is true? Is it a white world with a black background, or is it a black world with a white background? Because depending upon which you look at, where you put your focus, that's what you're going to find. Whatever you put your attention on will expand in your experience. That's the nature of the dream. It's all dream. I had an email today saying, well, how could this be about this and this and that? Can you tell me about individual souls and all this kind of stuff? I mean, how can that be? And does it? I was running back and said, anything can happen in the dream. And that falls under the category of experience, but that didn't make it real. There is the experience of Fredness here. Yeah. Feels like there's a Fredness here sitting in front of its camera. I mean, it doesn't feel like it very deeply. But there's, you know, but there certainly is a sense of Fred over here. That we can find. We can find a sense of Fred, but there's no Fred here. Because there's not any separation, because there's only one thing. I am it. I am consciousness. I am oneness. I am all of manifestation. And of course you can say the same, because we're the same thing. Because there's only one thing going on. We are the very same thing. And we can say that what's looking through my eyes is the same thing that's looking through your eyes at this very same moment. And it's looking through 7 billion other pairs of human eyes and countless gazillion animal eyes, all the way down to, you know, birds and I get gnats don't have eyes, but they got, you know, but there's still some kind of nerve thing going on. That's their awareness. It's, we could say it's their seeing. But all the deer eyes, the squirrel eyes, and all this, we can say, and this is not totally unskillful, we can say that what's looking through my eyes is the same thing that's looking through yours. And it's the same thing that's looking through every set of eyes simultaneously. That's how you get to know everything all the time, Mr. Omniscient. But it's not really true that what's looking through my eyes is the same thing that's looking through your eyes, because there's no me here and there's no you there. There is only oneness. So what it means is that it's not that the same thing is just looking through these eyes. It means it's the same thing that's looking and being looked at, because there's only this. There's no looker and looked at in the final analysis. I defy you. I have an exercise. I'm not going to do it here. But I have an exercise I can show you that that's not true in 5 minutes. That'll make you a believer. Where you can see for your own self, oh my God, there's only one thing. I can see it myself. I mean, there's literally a visual twist to it. It doesn't last forever. You have to do it again. But it can get to where that there's at least some sense of that all the time. And I know that's true because that's the way it is here. And I see, what happens is that when we're seekers and early in awakening, what we're trying to do is that, you know, because we wake up and we're awake. Let's just throw numbers out there for the fun of it. We're awake 5% of the time, okay? And 95% of the time, we're still back in the dream. And the patterns didn't wake up, awakeness woke up. Got nothing to do with these units' patterns. So this unit continues to be stay in the dream and be about as unskillful as it was prior to awakening. And then we continue on, we do our exercises, we watch our videos, we read our books, we do what we do. We meditate, we inquire, and then what happens is that we're now 10%, awake 10% of the time, and 15, and then maybe back to 10, and then up to 20, and then back to 15, and then up to 30, and back to 20, and then to 35, and then to 40. In other words, and what happens is we slowly, who is it that what I'm talking about when I say that we slowly? Oneness. It's not, there's no you, me here to clear up. There's no Fred here to be cloudy or clear. There's no you there to be cloudy or clear. But it is the experience, excuse me. It is the experience of oneness that there is such a thing as cloudy and clear. And it is the experience of oneness that it's a human being. That's what it thinks until it doesn't. And the default position until it's not is that I am Fred Davis, human being. I was Fred Davis, human being, trying to wake up Fred Davis, human being, for years. And until I got to the point where I didn't even think there was such a thing as enlightenment. That's the truth. It was just like, I'm wondering if there can really be such a thing, because after everything I've done, damn, I should have woken up. But the one who was saying that was oneness pretending that it wasn't awake. There is only this oneness. So what happens is that there's this, is that we have this, that's Betsy coming in. So there is, there's no child, there's no separate child born, correct? You get this as just oneness. It looks to be a separate child if you think you are an object. But if you recognize you're the space, you can notice that that child is taking place inside you. And since you are the awake space in which all of this is happening, there's no separate child. It might be separate to this unit, but both units are living space. You are the awake space. This unit right now is moving its hands through your body. That's right. And, you know, the space. I'm moving these hands through the spaciousness. I don't mean space in the sense of time and space, but you are very space-like. Close enough. We'll call it space, okay? It's not 100% correct, but it's quite skillful. So, there's no separate unit there. So, what does happen when it moves from aming, or that impersonal, universal I am, into I am this? What is born right then? Hell, there's nothing new going on, is there? I mean, a moment ago, the baby thought it was its experience was of that of oneness. Now the baby is recognizing, or it's buying into the story that's presented to it. No. I see. I'm not oneness. I'm this. And what is born when that happens? The sense of individuality. We move from the sense of being to the sense of being Fred, the sense of being Bob, to the sense of being Sue. See, there's a sense of being and there's a sense of being Fred, and they're two completely different things. One is experience, which is the sense of being Fred, and the other one is truth, which is the sense of being. So what's born? A sense of individuality. That's what's born. And that's what carries on with what it thinks is its life. Because it thinks it's separate. And he thinks this, and we think as a parent individual, we think this is my life. It's not. There's only life. And it's living it's living these things. These things are being lived, they're not living. We're not living our lives, we are being lived. That's the truth. Everything works 180 degrees from the way that we think it does. So what's born? That sense of individuality. That's all. When that baby says, you know, that I'm Bob, or I'm Fred, or I'm Carol, whatever it is, then what is happening at that moment, the way I like to compare it, is that it's like the beach selling itself for the price of being a grain of sand. It's just like that. I am the whole thing, and I'm now deciding I won the little thing. And there's a sense of individuality, there's a sense of individuality which I associate with this body. Why? Because they told me this body was me. And they told me this is Fred. Is it Fred? No! There's no Fred. There's only oneness. See, oneness doesn't mean oneness plus a Fred. This guy today said, no, and he said, you know, it just seems like this printer is in, you know, like this printer is in you know, it, that I'm, it seems like I'm looking at this printer. Said, yes, I get that. So what you're telling me, but you understand your oneness, right? Yeah, I understand I'm oneness, but it sure feels like I'm looking at this printer. So what are you telling me, that there's oneness plus a printer? There's not oneness plus a printer. There's not, when this is born, there's not oneness plus a Fred that is outside oneness. Everything is within oneness, or everything is oneness. Because there's just, when we say no boundaries, what we really do, when we say boundless or no boundaries, you know what human beings do? They go, well, that's a really big thing, and then there's a boundary. But it's a big thing. See, there's no language to discuss this. Because what you are is prior to language. You cannot use words to tell the truth. I'm a professional liar, and I'm pretty good at it. You know, I told somebody the other day, hell, I was a liar and thief all my life, and I noticed nothing's changed. Because I steal from anybody I can, and I lie for a living. Because I'm selling water right by the river. That's what I'm doing. Really, it's a con man. I got, you know, that's the truth. I've got a great con man's job. I'm just, because I come out here and I lie to my highest ability. Because I can't tell you the actual truth. Those of you who are awake know this. Only thing I can do is get you as close as I can and hope the spark will jump. You see that? Hope the awakeness that is here will jump from this relative location to that one. It's from this jewel of Indra's net to that one. This jewel of Indra's net is lit up, and that one is not. But this jewel of Indra's net, it is keenly aware that it's not doing anything but reflecting. That the engine of the universe is not inside this jewel of Indra's net. When we die, what dies? What is it that dies? It's that sense of individuality. Again, it's not true. I mean, there was no individual baby born. We got this? You with me? There's no individual baby born. So there's no possible way that one can die. What happens is that oneness has squiggled itself out like Play-Doh into this form, and then whoop, back it goes. Oh, I got up here. See this? Actually, this is a big day. This is the ground of being. You see that? And it's nice and flat, okay? We're just using this as the ground of being. It's nice and flat. What happens is that is that upon this ground of being, we could say, their arisings come. But you notice that they're not actually separate from the ground of being. They appear to be separate, though, don't they? But notice that at the base, at core, they're all part of this ground of being. And then what happens to all these arisings? They fall. That's what happens. They arise within you and they fall within you. You are the open space. You are the open space. You are the open space. Let us remember that repetition is the mother of clarity. I would advise you I'm just telling you this as friend to friend. Watch this video more than once. The sense of individuality is what is born. The sense of individuality is what dies. You are not born. You are life itself, and you can't die because there is no opposite to life. There's birth and death. Birth and death are opposites. But where do birth and death occur? Within life. You are that sense of being. What is it? It's a sense of aliveness, isn't it? Oh, I have a sense of aliveness. Who is saying that? Oneness. Oneness has a sense of aliveness because oneness is life itself. And that's all there is. And that's what you are. And hasn't this one been a lot of fun? So I'll see you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.